gosh darn that goat anyway. Go away. Go away, goat. Go on now. You run away. Always follow me around. Maybe he thinks it's your it's your twin butter. By cracky, that's a good one. Twin butter. Oh, you say, Hector, how's the moving picture coming along?
Oh, gee, well, of course, it's coming along swell.
It is, huh?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be a pipper, too. Yeah. Miss Beebe says we'll have it finished in a week or two. And then she's going to rent the Bijou Theater and put on a big first night celebration, just the same as they do down in Hollywood.
Yes, I heard about that.
I'm sorry you and Mr. Peters didn't get along with Miss Beebe's sound man. He said you broke one of the microphones.
Oh, so that's why Miss Beebe ain't been around asking me and Eb to help out, is it?
Yes, that's it. And it's too bad, too, because if you were working in the picture, why you could come to the Bijou Theater and sit with us stars.
Well, I don't give a darn where I sit. Mr. Eb, he is going to be in the picture. He's got a contract with Miss Beebe.
Yes, but, shoot, I don't think Miss Beebe will pay any attention to that contract.
What?
She's pretty sure you and Mr. Peters about breaking that microphone.
Well, she'll pay attention to that contract all right, or we'll law into court. That's what we'll do. Yes, sir. We ain't going to stand for no... you got a match, Hector? This darn cigar is going out.
Yeah, sure. I got a match here someplace. Wait till I lay this script down, and I'll find it.
Yes,
here it is.
Yes, thank you, Hector. You know, I always said that the... say, what in the name of perdition is the matter with this dang match? It won't light.
Won't light?
No.
Oh, gee whiz, that's funny. That's funny. It lit for me just a minute ago.
Lit for you? What? Why, you darn fool, then how do you figure I can make it light?
Well, shoot, ain't you as smart as I am?
What's that got to do with it? Don't you know a match won't light more than once?
I'll just bet you three bets it will.
Well, now, never mind going around betting your money away. You'd better save your money.
Well, I do. I save my money. You just ask my chauffeur.
Your chauffeur?
Yes.
You ain't got no chauffeur, Hector Smith, and you know it. You couldn't afford one.
Yes, I know I couldn't afford one. But all big movie stars have chauffeurs. So I sold my car and got the money to hire a chauffeur.
Sold your car and hired a chauffeur? But... It kind of shine it if you sold your car. What's the chauffeur for?
To come after me when it rains.
Oh, but you poor fish, a chauffeur by himself ain't going to do you no good when it rains. You got to have a car.
Yes, I know it. But it won't start to rain for a month yet. And by that time, I'll fire the chauffeur and buy the car back.
Well, of all the dad-burning crazy things... Oh, God. Oh, gee, Willikers.
What?
Get away from that. Give me that spit.
What's the matter?
The goat's got that spit. Get away from that. Oh, what do you mean? Shame. Give me that spit. Down here. Let's go with that spit.
Oh, dear.
What is it, Hector? Tell me. What is it?
Crying. What? He's got the spit. He's eating that the darn goat. He ate the last 15 scenes in this movie picture story.
What? He ate the moving picture story?
Yes.
Well, I'll be darned. That ain't a good one.
Can I get it back?
Yes, but there's nothing to laugh at. Stop your laughing. This is the only copy of the story, and Miss Beebe will just be wild. She'll fire me, and that's what she'll do. She'll fire me.
Well, gosh almighty. Listen, Hector, now wait a minute. Can't you write the missing part yourself, can't you?
No, I can't. I don't know what the story's about. How can I write it?
Say, wait a second. Me and Eb know what the story's about. Miss Beebe told us. We'll write the missing parts for you.
Oh, gosh sakes. Will you do that, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes.
If you will, I'll thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Why, of course we will, Hector. We'll be glad to do it any time for you.
Dan,
anything like that.
Dan, you want to stand out there shooting up all night?
Well, I'm coming in just a second. You just let me have the last page of that story, Hector, and me and Eb will get busy writing up the missing parts right off.
Oh, thank you. Thank you 100 times. Here's the last page.
That's all right, Hector. Now, you drop around day after tomorrow.
Dad, come on in here.
Yes, I'm coming. I got to go and close up now, Hector. But you come in day after tomorrow. We'll have the story for you then. So long now.
Good night. Good night. And thank you ever and ever and ever so much.
It's all right, Hector. Don't mention it. It's all right.
Yes.
Oh, land of Goshen. Keep your dirty shirt on, will you? I'm coming.
Say, don't you ever get tired of shooting your mouth off?
Well, I wasn't shooting my mouth off. I was talking to Hector. That plagued goat that's been following him around ate up the last part of the moving picture story. Me and you's got to write the missing parts.
Well, I ain't going to write nothing. I'm going to close up and go home.
Oh, we don't have to write it tonight. There's still some of the first part of the story left. It'll be all right just as long as we have it ready by the time that the...
Oh, I'm so glad I found you open. I thought you might be closed.
I do, Miss Newbright.
Glad to see you. No, we ain't closed, but we're just aiming to close.
Well, can I use your phone? Ours is out of order.
Yes, well, certainly you can.
Of course you can.
You know, Harold's back.
Harold's
back? Yes.
Well, now, you don't tell me. When did he get back?
2 days ago.
Yes.
And, oh, Mr. Winterbottom, I think he's terribly ill.
Sick?
Yes.
Well, Miss Newbright, what seems to be the matter with him?
Oh, I don't know. He eats all right, and he sleeps all right, but he just doesn't seem able to work.
That ain't no sickness. That's a gift.
I want to phone for a doctor.
Okay, now, Miss Newbright, just a minute.
Yes?
Now, I know you and Harold ain't got so much money, and doctors is expensive.
Yes?
Now, we got a doctor book around here. And why don't you just look up what's the matter with him and cure him yourself?
Oh, Mr. Winterbottom, do you think I could?
Why, of course you could.
Oh, dear.
Here, Ben, see if you can find that old doctor book.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's there alongside the General Supply Company catalog right there. You find it?
Yeah, here it is. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty darn dusty. You better get a rag and wipe it off.
Never mind the rag. Give me it. Now, what's Harold complaining of mostly, Miss Newbright?
Well, he doesn't exactly complain, but he's mentioned a sort of missing feeling in the pit of his stomach.
Missing feeling in his stomach?
Uh-huh.
That sounds bad, Deb.
Yes. Now, there just a second. See what the book says here. Better look up missing, then. Let's see. Yep. Here it is, page 63.
Well, what does it say?
Well, it says his feed pipe must be stopped up.
His feed pipe?
Yeah, I reckon what's the matter with Harold is that he's just slowly strangling to death. Yes.
Oh, dear. I knew it was something terrible.
Yes, wait. Here's some more. Does he sort of lose his temper and get head up easy?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. He's been that way ever since he started to run for mayor.
Well, he's choking to death, all right.
Oh.
Yes, sir, that's exactly what it says right here. It says, excessive heating is often caused by too much choking.
Oh, dear. Yes. Oh, dear.
Looks like he's in pretty bad shape, then.
Yes. Say, how often does he get fresh air, Miss Newbright?
I don't know. Why?
Well, the book says here if he don't get air often enough, he'll ruin his inner tube.
Oh, then I suppose he has his inner tube ruined because I can't get him out of the house. I can't get him to start.
Can't get him to start, huh? Well, that's pretty bad, Mrs. Newbride. Listen to this. There is likely to be difficulty in starting, especially on cold mornings.
That's right. The last 2 mornings, he wouldn't even get out of bed when I called him. He just turned over and went back to sleep.
Yep, that's exactly what the book says. And it says when the mornings get colder, he won't even turn over.
Yeah, it must be some sort of paralysis.
Yeah.
What'll I do? What will I do, Father?
Well, wait. I'll see what the book says.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, here it is. Well, when he gets sort of head up, it says tightening his belt might help some. It says it might be slipping.
But Harold doesn't wear a belt.
Well, then just tighten his suspenders.
Yes,
I will.
Yes,
I will. I'll do that as soon as I get home.
Yes, and it says here he ought to have some, wait a second now. Oh, yes, here it is. Some antifreeze solution. You better give him some of that, too.
Antifreeze solution?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, it says here it's a mixture of glycerine and wood alcohol.
I'll get some. I'll go right over to Perkins Drugstore and get it now.
What you better do.
How much does he have to take?
Well, let's see. 3 gallons. It says, fill up with 3 gallons at night.
I'll give it to him right away, this evening. 3 gallons. Oh, I hope he'll take it.
Why don't you just slip it into a cup of coffee?
Yes, I'll give it to him that way. Is there anything else he needs?
Well, it says here it's always good to take a couple extra quarts of oil.
2 quarts of oil?
Yes.
Oh, I'll give that to him in his coffee, too.
Yes.
Oh, what kind of oil?
Well, I don't know. Cod liver oil, I suppose.
Now, let's see now if I've got it straight. Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm to give him 3 gallons of glycerine and wood alcohol.
Okay.
And 2 quarts of cod liver oil, in a cup of coffee.
Yes.
I better be hurrying over to the drugstore before he closes.
Yes, yes.
Goodbye.
Good night. Good night.
Yes.
That fella must be damn sick of that.
Yes, yes, I suppose he's... Gosh, the cover of this book is dusty. Hand me that rag, dear.
Yeah, this in here?
Yes. It's darn dusty, Kent. Well, but the John Brown.
What's that?
This ain't no doctor book, you darn fool.
What is it?
It's how to take care of an automobile.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, quick. Stop her.
Stop her.
Stop the automobile.
No, Mrs. Newbride. Hey, wait.
Mr. Newbride.
Wait.
Don't win that drugstore. Wait a minute, Mr. Newbride.